The biggest increases in President Bush's budget for the 2004 fiscal year go to defense and homeland security. The nearly $2.25 trillion budget does not take into account the possible cost of a war against Iraq, and it does assume passage of the new round of tax cuts intended to stimulate the economy. It also includes the largest projected deficits in the nation's history at more than $300 billion. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
The budget itself is represented in the fine print in a stack of books weighing more than 13 pounds. The president spoke about his new spending plan at an event at the National Institutes of Health just outside Washington this afternoon, saying he's limiting discretionary spending to a 4% increase.
That's about as much as family income is expected to grow. Seems like a reasonable benchmark for our federal budget. Within that limit, we can fund essential priorities at home and abroad and meet the responsibility to show spending discipline in Washington, D.C.
The Department of Homeland Security, which only came into existence late last year, gets an increase of 5.1% over its current budget. Defense spending increases by 4.2%, but that's on top of a double-digit increase for the military last year, and it's a number that's expected to increase significantly if there's a war with Iraq. White House Budget Director Mitch Daniels was asked why not factor in some of those costs now.
With regard to any war in Iraq, there is no number because there's been no decision. We have studied carefully a range of scenarios, and if the president is ever forced to such a decision, he and our military leaders will tell us what kind of conflict they envision, what its nature, what its likely duration might be, and at that point we'll be able to quickly to assemble, I think, a good faith request.
It was just 2 years ago, in 2001, that the government was last in the black with surpluses projected for the foreseeable future. Now the White House says the deficit will be a record $304 billion for this year and $307 billion for fiscal year 2004. Those numbers are far larger than had been anticipated because earlier Congressional Budget Office projections hadn't taken into account the president's newest tax cut proposals, totaling $670 billion. Budget Director Daniels defended the deficit today, downplaying its significance.
Any way you measure this deficit, it is moderate. It is 2.7% of the economy, the gross domestic product. If you measure it in constant dollars, that is just take inflation out of the equation, then it is smaller by something like 30% than the biggest one we experienced.
Further, he said, given what the deficit is funding, homeland security, defense, and the economic stimulus plan, the president finds it acceptable. Democrats, however, have a very different view. This afternoon on Capitol Hill, they criticized the White House budget. Here's Kent Conrad of North Dakota, the senior Democrat on the Senate Budget Committee.
I think this budget is breathtaking in its lack of fiscal responsibility. This president's plan is plunging us deep into deficit, deep into debt.
Other items in this budget, NASA gets an increase of $500 million to $15.5 billion, with a big increase in spending for the space shuttle program. Those numbers were finalized, the White House says, before Saturday's tragedy involving the shuttle Columbia. Ultimately, the small increase in the overall federal budget will mean much belt tightening for some departments. Agriculture is actually being cut by 0.2%. while the Environmental Protection Agency gets just a 0.1% increase. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.